Canada sent a blunt message to Afghanistan today. Prime Minister Stephen Harper said his country would not continue its military mission there beyond 2011. Harper made the statement on a campaign stop. He's currently running for re-election. John Iveson is with Canada's National Post newspaper, and he's traveling with the Prime Minister. Iveson told us that with today's announcement, Harper is making his position clear.
In May, the Parliament of Canada passed a resolution saying that Canada would continue in Afghanistan until July 2011. And this is in the volatile Kandahar province, where most of the 2,500 Canadian troops are based. The question mark, obviously, was what happens after July 2011. The opposition, I think, have tried to paint it that Mr. Harper will fudge the issue until then and then somehow keep the troops there. Well, today, Mr. Harper said, no, that's not the case, that come July 2011, Canada will have done its bit, and that the lion's share of responsibility for security after that point will pass to the government of Afghanistan.
Well, the issue obviously is very political on both sides of the border, there in Canada, here in the United States as well. More focus right now in terms of withdrawals on Iraq than Afghanistan. Afghanistan itself seems to be quite a cauldron at this point, with Taliban offensives on the increase. Why would he choose a time like this, despite the politics, to announce the pullout of troops when the United States is doing just the opposite and putting more troops in?
Well, perhaps one thing allows the other. Canada has 2,500 troops. I'm sure the U.S. is going to be putting more than 2,500 troops in. So the idea is that you're not abandoning Afghanistan. And in fact, he did say that he still sees a role for Canada in Afghanistan in the form of development and reconstruction and even the training of Afghani forces. But I think that the idea that as the U.S. ramps up, then Canada will be free to pull its troops out with its head held high, having lost 97 Canadian soldiers.
The fact, though, that he believes this will garner him votes says a lot about public opinion in Canada. Tell us about that. I mean, what is right now the characterization of the war in Afghanistan? Is it considered something that Canadians believe that they should have been fighting because they've been in since basically just after September 11th?
Yeah, well, the polls move around, but I think the majority of Canadians still back the mission. They still think Canada should be there and should not pull out unilaterally. So I think the support is still there, but I don't think they want an open-ended commitment. And this allows Canadians to feel that they've played their part, that they've been good world citizens, so they can leave with head held high. They've fulfilled their NATO commitments, but I don't think they want to go beyond 2011.
Could you recount for us something that we have been told Stephen Harper said of the Afghan mission being the hardest part of his job as Prime Minister?
Yes, he has. In fact, this morning he said that the first time that he had to phone the parents of a dead soldier, he was in tears. And that's it's been very personal for him.
Okay, John Iveson of the National Post in Ottawa, Canada, speaking to us from Toronto with Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Thank you very much.
Okay.